Blog Talk Radio.
Lafayette family, Hotep, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiinka 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I like to welcome those elders and say, come in. You are certainly welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reserved this particular time for our elders, for our babas and yayays. We've reserved this time for you to come in to talk about what it is you're going to pass on to us youngsters. That's right. If you're over 70 years old, you know you're an elder. Now, people around my age, we're still considered as middle-aged people. But we want those elders to come in. Our chat room is now open. And if you'd like to be featured in our chat room and be a host and be an elder at the same time, come on in. We'd like to welcome you. Ladies and gentlemen, our show for Friday was canceled and rescheduled for Sunday. So you can see Miss Kitten on Sunday. She'll be here to do poetry for us and also talk about the queen's role and what it is a queen should do in her community. Miss Kitten has her own business, has been practicing as a pharmacologist, where she does hair and she does gala wraps. She's been on our show before and featured as a noted orator and a poetry reader. So she'll be coming back with us on Sunday at 5:30. So you want to mark your calendars. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about those elders today. And we're talking about Black History Month. We're still in the month of February. Doesn't it seem like this month is going so slow? And it seems like it's dragging out. And instead of it being 29 days in a month, it seems like it's a full 31 days. Now, I hope you have been featuring the funeral of Whitney Houston. I didn't get a chance to see it today, but hopefully I'm sure I could go on YouTube and get a glimpse of what happened today as they transitioned our dear sister and laid her to rest. I know her spirit is yet more available to us now than ever before. We know that her spirit is encamping around those she loves, and because she has unfinished business, she will still stay around her family. Now, I know she had a rather private transition, and I'm not sure if Kevin Costner was able to present or not, the gentleman from The Bodyguard. I understand that his career was moving rather slowly as well. But nevertheless, that was a 20-year gap since him and Whitney had did anything. And, you know, he came out to support her now. That's a good thing. But it seems like a lot of people, I just want to talk about this, elders, and I think you could come in and talk about it with us because we need to get some things straight on the table. And we're going to talk about that in a second. And please don't let me forget I want to talk on that subject. Because we need to talk about that. That is the biggest thing going on TV today is her funeral. Whether or not people like it or not, and they want to go on with their daily chores and forget about Whitney because they claim she's nothing but. And I'm not going to even entertain those words. When they wanted to make a decision to fly the flags at half mast in honor of her, somebody had the nerve to say that she was not honorable enough to have that done for her when other entertainers in the past who were icons had that done for them. You must remember that Elvis Presley, as innocent as we say he was, had all types of accolades laid down for him. He is the king. And remember that Whitney is the queen. She is the queen of a daughter. That makes her a princess. Okay, so we have to give her the same prompts and same honors. And just like we took Princess Diana and said, goodbye, England's rose, may you ever grow near this England row again. So we have to say goodbye to Whitney and say it with the understanding that she's still given privilege to be here on this plane. So we have to understand that when we are trying to pay homage to an icon, black or white people, we must give them the same homage.